Hello, hello! This is Elvis over here, the creator of Voice Beats, the podcasting platform that keeps on rocking. I wanted to come back here. It's been a while since I spoke to you. Honestly, I have never done this before. I remember just posting the intro for the podcast, but I never actually published an episode, and I want to apologize for that. So here is what's going on. Since I first posted that intro, I have been pretty busy with school and work. And I have also been pretty busy at building Voice Beats. Because at this point, Voice Beats is still a piece of software that is in the beta stage. Not completely. It's pretty usable at this point. From creating a podcast, uploading episodes, uploading artwork, creating websites. You can even publish it to any platforms that you like. It supports Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, even the Podcast Index, which many podcasting players use. So it is pretty usable. Right now, I'm just working on a new feature, actually. Actually, I'm working on two features. First feature I'm working on is private podcasts. And this is something that is not new. Actually, most podcasting platforms do have private podcasts. The difference is that they do charge extra or they are limited in some way. So how does this private podcasting feature works? Essentially, what it does is it blocks your podcast from being published to the web and to the world. And you might be asking yourself, why do I want to do that? I want my podcast to be listened by as many people as possible. Well, some people may not want that. Some people may want to put their podcast behind a paywall or maybe for a specific user base. Or even for company employees. And this is where private podcasts come to life. You can just record a podcast episode, upload it, and then everybody that has access to that podcast feed will be able to listen to it. And that way you make sure that it does not get leaked outside of the scope of your subscriber base. And how do we do this? One of the things that we are trying to do here is locking the private podcast feed by default. And the way it works is a little bit different because it does not give you an option to unblock it. Now, this is now 100% secure. You might be thinking that this is a completely secure method of making podcasts private. But always think of anything you put on the web is inherently hackable, is inherently downloadable. Even if they cannot download the files themselves, as long as it's playable, you can just record it, you can screencast, you can screen record it, you can record the audio, you can do many things to that. So this is never going to be 100% secure, but nevertheless, it is secure enough so that you only give access to the people you intend to. So you might be asking yourself, how does this work exactly? And there's two ways that you can actually add subscribers to your podcast. One of the ways is by manually entering the subscriber email address, and that will subscribe to the feed. The second way is essentially just sharing the link to the podcast page with the subscriber. And what they will see is a screen where they can enter their email and they will be automatically subscribed. Now, you can also protect your podcasts with the passkey, but the passkey has to be manually provided to your users or to your subscribers. And what that will do is that you can sort of make sure that whoever has access to that specific feed with that specific email that they sign up with and with that specific passkey that you provide them, they are the ones that have access to that feed. I'm going to wrap it here for now. I'm going to come back to the next episode, and I'm going to talk about the second feature on the next episode. The second feature is actually a little bit more exciting. It applies to public podcasts and has to do something with the websites. So stay tuned. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.